This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub! In the beginning, there were many. As time went on, there became few. Now there is only one.
And this isn't it.
I tried to give you a second chance. You were a smartass. You're off the show. Bye. See ya. See ya.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show with Doug Duda.
Oh, and the President of the United States is here as well. And, and over there is the Pope. I knew I shouldn't show you that because I knew you totally, you couldn't do two things at once. My bad.
Yes,
my bad. Everybody that follows college basketball every day of the week, unlike you, Colin Cowherd.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
13 flavors. All of our wings.
It's burger night.
Burger night. Totally jacked.
No way. No. Enough with this college hockey. Because they only played them three times.
The Den Popper Inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. The Bruce Furniture Fan Line. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776. And now to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, welcome, Doug and Daddy Show, right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us today. Very, very warm, warm Wednesday. Warming up as we head towards the July 4th weekend. Glad to have you along with us, folks. We're going to get your reaction today to South Carolina winning Daddy another lunch here on the Doug and Daddy Show and coming away with a national championship title. Congratulations, Ray Tanner and the entire Gamecock players, coaching staff, training staff, everybody involved with that. Congratulations to them back-to-back. Win at the old place, win at the new place. Good for them. We're going to talk to Brian Munson, Big Red Report, right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Little recruiting news going on. Nebraska continues to pick up some offensive line commits, do some good things there. We've got Loper Link. We've got the Americans winning in soccer over North Korea. I know everybody's fired up about that. Header by Cheney! Score! That's what you heard yesterday. That was the first goal. Good for her. Good for the Americans. Hope Solo, shutout. Best goalkeeper in the world. Morning, Douglas.
And Roger Federer goes down. 178-0 when he was up 2-0 in a Grand Slam and loses to Joe Wilfried Tsonga and looked disinterested while doing it. It's weird. I guess you just expect machines to be machines. But that's amazing. He's knocked out, will not make it into the semifinals. Everybody wants to see Nadal, Federer. Not going to see it. Will it open it up even more for Andy Murray now? Maybe one less guy that he's got to go through, and Britain actually has a chance to have one of their own win for the first time since the 30s.
When you go home like that, when you're in the locker room, does somebody come in and hand you like a check for quarterfinals? I mean, there's obviously a cutter, or whatever stage you're at when you get bounced out of the tournament.
Yeah, Happy Gilmore-like. Federer's been keeping him in his car.
Do they bring you a big check if you're the champion afterwards? I mean, when do you get paid? If you get 32nd in a golf tournament and the leaders are still out there, but you made a nice charge and you're thinking, yeah, do they mail them out the next week?
Probably goes straight to your agent.
Think?
I wouldn't know.
I'd be interested to know that. How soon exactly does Fred Funk pick up an $800,000 check on the seniors?
And what's up with Tiger Woods and the Fu Manchu going on?
You know what? Right before you walked in this morning, it was our own Merritt that
was
said
6:05.
Little slow day in sports today. And I said, "Why is that, Merritt?" He goes, What do you think of Tiger Woods' beard? That's catching all the attention. That's the big news of the day. What do you make of Tiger's beard? How long has it been
steroids.
Since he shaved?
Steroids.
His beard's thinning. Steroids. Yep, body's breaking down. Steroids. How about when he got asked you yesterday, the day before, about closing in, if he's getting concerned, if he thinks that Jack's major looks more unobtainable every day that he missed the golf tournament. Without a beat, he comes back and fires right at him and says, Jack won at 46, right? I still got a ways to go. I believe we're on about the same pace.
Yeah, and you can throw out the 46 number, but 17 of them by the age of 40, I believe it was. He went from 40 to 46, of course, winning the Masters, and that was the deal there. And it's been brought up on a couple of the national media outlets. I believe it was the top four. This is Tiger Woods' tournament. The top 14 players in the world are not there.
Yep.
As much as Tiger has done for the sport, don't you pay him back a little bit by playing in his tournament? I believe you play in Arnold Palmer's tournament. You play in Jack Nicklaus's tournament. Is it just still too new, too weird? Is that the case? But to have none of them compete? Is everybody off until the British Open? Is that what's going on? I think a lot of the foreign golfers, and maybe that's one of the reasons there's a lot of foreigners in the top 14, they're going home. They're getting ready for the British Open. There's no need to stay here. They're going to go home and stay at home and maybe play a warm-up tournament over there and then get ready for the British Open here in 3 weeks.
Obviously, he's led 7 out of 8 of the major rounds this year in McIlroy. 7 out of 8 of them. Obviously, he's a favorite, right, in the British Open.
I would hope so.
I mean, would you put him right up there? I mean, you say, no, it's Phil and West. I mean, you say there's big names in golf, but after doing it 7 out of 8 times, McIlroy's got to be the favorite.
I would hope so. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Coming up at the bottom of the hour-ish, as Daddy said, Brian Munson, Scout.com, talked about Nebraska recruiting a couple of 4-stars at the end of last week. His thoughts on Drew Ott going to Iowa, where Michael Schaaf might be. There's some guys that are visiting that are on the fence right now that might be getting close to making a decision. We'll be talking to Brian about that coming up on the program. Also, we remind you, here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, we would love for you to get signed up and be a part of our hot dog eating contest. It's quicker than ever, just the way it falls this year. It's July 8th, Hilltop Mall. It doesn't matter if it's a day like this. It was like a day like this, the first one we had, and we did it outside.
Not fun.
That was, for the larger gentleman, that was not fun. And this is inside the air conditioning with Hilltop Mall. Many gifts. Troutman's once again providing the quality wieners for our hot dog eating contest. The gold bucket is up for grabs. Have you talked to the defending champion?
I have. I talked to him about a week ago, and just in the short text back and forth, the hot dog eating contest has not come up. Usually, about this time of the year, he's firing them at me every day, saying, bring it on, let's go.
How about the Black Kobayashi?
Not heard from Black Kobayashi.
I have efforted, and I did find last year, we had Brent Johnson, Chris Moore, Eric Holland, Zach Whitlow. We had Eric Hardison, Paul Baldwin. Then, of course, we had Matt and Rick from the Tri-City Storm, Todd Gatula, Josh Gelden. I think Josh has told me that when he gets back from his honeymoon, he'll be hungry. And he's on that right now. So,
Erica Hardison, by the way, our Powder Puff champion last year. 7 hot dogs, I believe.
I think the nailing it. Caden Johnson was there. So, hey, folks, if you're on that list or you want to be, email us.
I guess there's another list, too, and it's for the Frady Cat Chicken list. Like James Valdez has always been on, because he talks big, but then he doesn't show up.
And, of course, I'm sure Lauren Kaiser will be out of town again. You know,
another one that's been afraid since first early years.
We know Spencer Schubert's in. We know some of the folks from NTV are going to be in again, so we're looking forward to that. If you'd like to be in the hot dog eating contest, email us, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Love to have you in. No matter where you're from, it's worth the trip. Hot dogs are great. It's free lunch. Even if you don't win, there's going to be gifts. There's going to be prizes. We'd love to have you be a part of it a week from Friday.
It's a lot of fun, folks. It's a lot of fun. You need to be a part of it. Got to get your thoughts, Doug. Obviously, everybody in the Midwest, I guess, Omaha catches their attention. South Carolina finds a way last night. And Kevin Cooler telling us Florida needed a lead. They did not get that lead.
He nailed it. It was over. Assessment. He nailed it with his assessment yesterday. What happened for South Carolina to win, they got the job done. And they were the better baseball team. Withstanding the game last night, which was ho-hum, because they were up 3-0 and were never challenged. Florida left a ton of guys on base, so I guess they challenged. They just never cut it to one or tied the baseball game. They never had that thing tied after South Carolina scored 3 in the third. It's just astonishing with all the baseball teams in the country that they can be back-to-back national champs.
Yeah, especially when you look at them not having, you know, you talk to those players after the game, go, we don't have the best talent. We're basically a bunch of people, and they kept using the word battle, and that's been kind of their moniker all season long. They just want to get out there and fight and compete and battle. And, you look at teams in the College World Series that have, four out of the top 35 players taken or something, and you think, well, they just got their supremely talented. This isn't a team that was like that.
Ray Tanner, the head coach of South Carolina.
It's really very difficult to put into words right now what we've experienced in the last few days and having been at Rosenblatt last year. And we're able to have the good fortune of closing that out and getting an opportunity to come to TD Ameritrade this year was very special. Of course, you get here, you want to win a game or two. And we've really played some great baseball while we were here. And it's hard for me to understand it all right now. I'll have to let it sink in a little bit.
I would think that would be the case. Winning back-to-back national championships.
I would think it'd be scary if you're one of the student managers and training staff when you're jumping on that pile and all those cleats are sticking out of it and you've got your khaki shorts on. There's some people had to get marked up in that pile. That's always the exciting part of baseball. I love that part of the baseball.
You
the
are
celebration.
Such a wuss. You're such a wuss.
And they're not the round things that don't. They dig into your skin, cut you a little bit. Buddy.
South Carolina, I think, has some practice at it though.
They're good at it. Yes, they are.
Coach Tanner credited his kids.
These guys up here and our players, they made it happen between the lines. They made plays. They made pitches. They got big hits. They always thought they had a chance to win. They believed. I thought they did a tremendous job of keeping baseball in perspective. We never thought that we were an awesome team. We just thought we were good enough to win at times. And when the opportunity would present itself, we could try to find a way late in the game to win some games. And these guys believed they could win, and they got in a position to do that a lot.
There is no doubt about it. South Carolina found ways to scratch out wins, which was never more evident than what they did in the first game of this final.
Yeah, Florida was a better team. The whole Monday night, Florida was a better team. Everybody saw that. Nobody's arguing that. They just didn't capitalize when they had the few opportunities. I guess nobody had a lot of opportunities.
They made the mistakes. And that's what allowed South Carolina to score the winning run, throwing the ball, having the snowball fight all over the infield and throwing the ball into the outfield on the stolen base. I mean, just wacky. You steal second. Next thing you know, you're crossing home plate with the go-ahead run. But obviously, when you're facing a conference foe, there's much respect.
I want to take a moment to recognize Coach O'Sullivan and the Florida Gators. What a great team. What a tremendous team, a class organization. They play the game the right way. You never like to lose games, but you like to play people like the Gators and Coach O'Sullivan, because you get after it and you play the game the right way, and you can rest assured that he'll be back to Omaha time and time again.
And obviously South Carolina has to be ecstatic, and Florida has to be bumming. I mean, such a long season and you don't go home with the trophy. I mean, you got to feel like the Bad News Bears. Here's your trophy.
At the same time, though, Florida's had, they've been number one since the beginning of the year. I think if they take 3 days and look back on this, pretty successful.
You happen to bring that up. I have, being the sports guy that I am, at the beginning of the year, saved all the top 30, top 40 polls out there. Florida was number one in Baseball America. Now, there's the coaches poll, USA Today ESPN coaches poll, Baseball America, collegiate baseball, and then the Writers Association poll.
How they were just in the one poll, number
Florida
one?
Florida was number one in Baseball America. The coaches had UCLA number one, while Collegiate Baseball and the Writers Association had TCU number one. And obviously TCU was upset in the regionals where California and Dallas Baptist came out of into the Super Regional and Cal making it to the College World Series and winning a game. Florida was ranked first in Baseball America, second in collegiate baseball, and third in the coaches and writers poll. For South Carolina, 8th, 7th, 8th, and then 14th in collegiate baseball for the defending national champions, and they come through and win it. But they were pretty close. The coaches poll, UCLA, TCU, but then you had Florida, Vanderbilt, Clemson, Oklahoma, Texas, South Carolina, Cal State, Fullerton, Oregon, 10th. Texas A&M made it. They were 13th. Virginia made it. They were 14th. So
okay, but just go to the top eight because that's what qualified for the College World Series. Who had the most of those four polls?
Oh, wow. USA Today coaches poll had Florida, Vandy, Texas, and South Carolina. So they had four of them. Baseball America had Florida, Vandy, Texas, South Carolina. They had four of them. Collegiate baseball, Florida, Vanderbilt, Texas, and Texas A&M. They had four of them. And the writers' poll had Florida, Vanderbilt, Texas, South Carolina. So they all had four. They all had Virginia in their top 15 and things like that. I think they're pretty close on most. Obviously, nobody had California getting there. So
right.
that's the one school that
wild card
was the wild card. What was the lasting image from this College World Series? There are a couple of things out there, and I want to throw it out to the folks listening today. We'd love to get your emails, and we'd love to get your phone calls. 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. Or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. That's home of the Arma Lining. If the storms have been doing a little damage to your vehicles, they'll give you the estimate, and they'll fix you up at the Dent Popper. Again, the address, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. First off, when I say College World Series this year, what was the first thing that pops into your mind?
The way the game changed. The way the college baseball changed with the bats.
I would call the first thing that kind of pops into my mind is what Cal did.
Okay.
And that's weird. But the second thing is the most outstanding player.
You're saying from a dismantling of the program to getting to, yeah. I mean, that whole story.
I think that was the story. Okay. Second is South Carolina repeating. And I know that could definitely be argued either way. But, wow, you've got a program. I mean, you've got the opposite end of the spectrum there, I guess is how you look at it. You got a program that shouldn't have even been playing against the defending national champs, and they both make it to Omaha. Second, as far as on the field, Scott Wingo. He was named the most outstanding player from South Carolina. What he did in the bottom of the ninth against Florida in the first championship game on Monday night, the great stab with the infield in, good play by the catcher, but the stab to get the out at home, which when you're diving on the ground and guys are going on contact,
not a lot of time.
70-30 chance you're going to get it there in time and on the money because you're just getting up and throwing. And then the play on the double play was a little bit easier, which, by the way, we still haven't brought this up. Replay showed he was safe at first, okay? Which, still, you would have had two outs, runners on the corner, you would have had to get a base hit or something weird have to happen. But still, that's the image, I guess, that sticks out in my mind. And then being able to go to the new ballpark and seeing the way it played there.
I thought it was neat, the visual images they had at the very end of the game last night, much like a one shining moment or a little tribute. They had a song put together with just some of the lasting images and the storm blowing up on the Tuesday night and those things that all went on with TD Ameritrade Park in the opening. But everybody pretty happy, I think, with the change into the new ballpark. Yes, it's got to develop its own atmosphere. You got to have the favorite places you like to go, in its own locale. But at the same time, everybody loved the ballpark, and what a beautiful, beautiful ballpark. That groundskeeper, there's been stories written about him, but how he carved this College World Series and stuff into the outfield, wonderful, wonderful. I think he's certainly very happy with all the accolades he's been receiving, too.
One other thing, and we mentioned yesterday how Lorenzo Charles had passed away in a bus accident. He was driving the bus, got killed. And of course, 1983, North Carolina State Wolfpack, and this again will help date people a little bit. When Derek Weatherspoon threw up the long shot, it became an air ball. Charles grabbed it out of midair and dunked it for one of the biggest upsets in the finals, maybe the biggest upset in the finals of the NCAA tournament. It's going around on a lot of the chat boards, a lot of the websites out there. Is that the most lasting image of the NCAA basketball tournament in your mind? When you think NCAA basketball tournament, what's the first thing that pops into your mind? It should be there already.
Leitner.
See, now that's what I thought. That's what I thought. Leitner's turnaround jumper against Kentucky. But this is right there. And I'm talking of any moment of the NCAA basketball tournament. There were some great ones.
And you're a little bit, this Lorenzo Charles, you're just enough older than me that obviously a famous highlight and Jimmy V running around the court looking for somebody to hug or to pounce on or whatever he was going to.
Yeah, you'd have been like 8 or 9, right?
Yeah.
83. And I'd have been in high school. Yeah, I remember watching the game live. I remember watching the Duke-Kentucky game live with Christian Leitner. There's some other ones in there. Keith Smart hitting the baseline jumper for Indiana over Syracuse. I believe that was 87 in the national championship game to win that. The Drew kid from Valpo, the first miracle shot in the expanded tournament that gave an underdog a win. Way back in the day, U.S. Reed hitting a half quarter to win a tournament game.
Hmm.
So, from Arkansas.
And right in that same breath with Scott Drew, I believe Scott Drew, is Tyus Edney going the length of the court against Missouri.
Yeah, below all of those I just mentioned. For me.
I'm just saying that a last second shot like that to knock.
You had the baseball pass when Connecticut beat Clemson 1 second through the length of the court, turnaround jumper in the corner. But again, if you can't name the names, that it starts to go down.
Right.
It goes down on the list. All those kind of things are in there in the NCAA tournament. Folks, what do you think? What's the lasting memory for the NCAA basketball tournament? What's the lasting memory for this year's College World Series? Love to hear from you. 888-455-3776, or you can email us, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com.
I know we got to take a timeout, but how about Chris Webber's timeout? No?
Not in the top 10. For me. It'd be close to that. You got Michael Jordan hitting the shot. You got Freddie Brown throwing the ball to throw it away, Georgetown to James
Worthy.
And so that's all part of that ball game. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line. What we got, Merritt?
We got Eric from Shelton.
Eric from Shelton, America. What's going on, Eric?
Oh, enjoying the heat.
That's good.
It's summer, I guess. So.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah. One memory, I'm not a big basketball fan, but Chris Webber calling timeout when they didn't have one, that's kind of iconic. They were supposed to win that year and kind of a bonehead play, but... I was at the opening game for the World Series this year, and the introduction of George Bush by his dad, that was pretty cool, where his dad played the first ever series game at Rosenblatt for Yale. So.
Super memory for a lot of people that happened to be there. Awesome.
That was a good way to start out. Hey, Eric, we appreciate you sharing that with us. Thanks for the call. Have a good day.
Yep. Bye.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool way to break into the old ballpark. And GW knows how to throw a pitch, too. He warms up. He's not like these other clowns. How about Nowitzki's pitch the other night, which is funny. That's fine. It wasn't like it flew out of his hand. He just threw it high heat, high.
How about the All-State catcher getting to catch George W. and warming up before him, catching the former most powerful man of the world? I mean, what a treat for that young man.
We got Mike from Grand Island on the Bruce Furniture fan line.
Mike, let's go back to the phone lines. What's your memory, Mike?
My memory is... It's got to be two. First one is Leitner because I went to school with one of the Duke players from that team, so we all sat around the gym and watched that moment, and I will always remember that shot. And even though I was probably, I think, like 6, 7, I was young, the Jim Valvano running onto the court trying to find somebody to hug. To me, those are the two most lasting memories for either horse. You know, Jimmy Valvano... You know, what he does, you know, what he did in that speech, you know, you can't listen to without crying at all. And, of course, like that, Christian Leitner, which made me a Duke fan like I am today. And I'll hang up and listen to the comment.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Yeah. What is more in your mind, the dunk or
Jimmy
Valvano?
Valvano to me. And Lorenzo Charles, that's a name that you can name. But when you came up with Derek Wittenberg, I did not know that Derek Wittenberg was the one that shot the ball.
Well, if you hear the highlight, that's oh man, and I now I'm embarrassed because this was before Brent Musburger. Gary Ah, crap. The guy that was doing the game for CBS and had been there, that was his gig for a long time. Gary.
I can't help you.
Wittenberg! And then, of course, nobody can believe what just happened. And the it's just like, oh, Charles, North Carolina State wins.
That was a 30-foot shot, but it. But there's no 3-point line.
Right, there's no 3-point line.
So it would have been,
It doesn't matter.
It didn't matter, right.
Hey, folks, we need to take a break, but don't forget to get on our website and vote on the ATS poll question. Auto Tech Specialist, which event are you more interested in? We talked about this Monday, and these are two off the beaten paths. You've got the soccer. We had that men's Gold Cup here for a couple of weeks. Now the Women's World Cup is going on. Or Wimbledon. Which one are you more interested in? You watch the tennis or do you watch the soccer? We're back with Brian Munson of Scout.com. Talk a little Husker recruiting after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Once again, the coveted Golden Bucket is on the line, along with a few hundred bucks in gifts for the top dog in the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest.
They don't judge you if you can't use chopsticks.
To be considered for entry, drop an email to DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Post on our Facebook or even Twitter.
I do the wiener jokes around here, guys.
Only the strong survive.
They make fun of my name all the time. When you name Wiener, you kind of get that.
The Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest, July 8th at the Hilltop Mall.
Sunny skies will continue across the area through the day today with a high around 96 as south winds will stay gusty at 12 to 25. Skies will then stay clear tonight with a low near 68. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 82.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along on the program today. Don't forget all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK. Is this the right one? Okay. Merritt says, this is the right one!
And I'm glad when you were reading the prices, you couldn't believe how cheap it was.
$4, two original chicken sandwiches for $4. I'm sorry. I know people love the Whopper and they're good, and I love the steakhouse burger as one of their new things, but you give me the chicken sandwich with the cheese, I'm just happy. Two for $4, and on a hot couple of days or week like we're going to have here, just $1 for all sizes of their ices, frozen Coke, cherry, whatever you want. Two locations in Kearney, next to Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, or next to Walmart, 2nd Avenue and 56th Street, also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Coming up. I promise by the end of the show, we're once again going to get some folks registered for our autographed football from Kyle Larson, Alex Henry, and Brett Maher after what they've done for the community here, and we're going to give them more props, but we're going to get some more people registered and give away that football. And right now, we're going to talk a little bit of football as we bring in Brian Munson to talk a little Husker recruiting, because we can. Brian, what's going on?
Not much, guys. 82 degrees sounds pretty good to me.
Is it toasty in Texas, too?
It's miserable. it's absolutely miserable. The earth is so hot and so dry, it's cracking open. I mean, it's just nasty down here, man. I was wishing for some Carney Hastings weather like what you guys have got right now, man, but I'll have to wait until probably October or November to see.
Oh, you're talking about the heat. I thought it was because of all those Longhorn fans.
Well, that's probably contributing to it, right?
Everybody's making such a big deal, Brian, about the size of this recruiting class and saying that 15 might be the max of this class. But then all of a sudden, boom, boom, they pick up a couple commits. You think, well, how fast is this deal filling up?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that there's a lot to be said about that. I mean, you start talking about a class that the number I keep hearing is actually more in the 14 range. I mean, and I think 14 is being generous because I go back and I start counting up the number of players that I believe that are on scholarship currently, you know, that are seniors and aren't expected to be back next year. I only get to 13. So now I think you start taking into consideration some sort of loss through the year, whether it be a medical redshirt or maybe Charles Jackson doesn't get academically qualified or something like that, to really get that extra spot to get to 14. The Nebraska class so long had been stalled out after Western camp. It just kind of sat there. Everybody's kind of wondering everything's going to get kickstarted. Well, the summer camps were really going to be that time where Nebraska was going to get a chance to see those in-state players a little bit more, go in there and diagnose what's going on. You know, and Shaw didn't pick up an offer, and Shane didn't pick up an offer, and Drew Ott didn't pick up an offer. But Sam Cotton, after the second session, picks up that offer and quickly becomes part of the class. And then all of a sudden Nebraska gets three commitments in a week, and all of a sudden you go from being 1/7 of the way there complete to being over a third. Nebraska right now is ahead of schedule when you start talking about class size. But before the summer sessions were over and before last week, they were really stalled out looking for something to kind of get them over that hump to kind of keep them on track to getting those 14 or 15 guys.
Okay, Brian, I want to follow that up. When everybody looks at the national ranking, and that's such a huge deal we had the fifth overall recruiting class. When you've got a class this size and you nail 14 really good kids, what's that do to that ranking when other teams out there have 22, 26 kids?
It kills you. I mean, that's why, you know, on Scout, we break it down a couple different ways. Number one, you're going to go ahead and get that overall team ranking, which is going to take into consideration quantity and quality. But at the same time, you're allowed to go ahead and filter a little bit and look at the commitment based on the number of stars. And I think Nebraska is going to actually do very, very good in this area. And a lot of guys go, oh, stars are this and stars are that. I'll tell you what, the reason why I like Thurston, the reason why I like McMullen, you know, the guys that are on the list right now, these guys had really nice BCS offers. And I think when you go ahead and throw that into the pot and you go, okay, you got four-star guys, you got these BCS offers to these schools that we've already got on our commitment list, it really helps kind of just qualify and give more credit to the class and the kids that these guys that Nebraska's recruiting.
Brian Munson, Scout.com, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Okay, my turn. The fans keep hearing this. I think it's something we need to reiterate, and you can maybe explain to the folks out there. We keep talking this 14, 15, 13 number scholarships. Fans are used to 25-ish. What happened, and why is the number so low? I mean, this is the first time in memory that we've ever heard of anything like this. So why is it this way?
Well, it's cyclical. I mean, it obviously is. I mean, but it has a lot to do, number one, with taking those. There's some fairly large classes that came through 4 and 5 years ago, upwards of 28 guys. And I have to go back and look at the numbers again real quick. But it also has to do a lot. The red shirts. I mean, who are they going to go ahead and pull out of a red shirt and who are they not? I mean, I think right now, I mean, from looking at the recruiting classes that Bo has pulled in recently, and I think also the need for these guys to want to feel like they can get on the field immediately, I think Bo has to learn, or as a staff, they need to evolve, and they need to start pulling the red shirts off a couple more of these guys to balance this thing out a little bit. there's some class management, I think, that got skewed out 4 or 5 years ago, and I think that some of that could have been managed through the red shirts, and some of it was just going to be lopsided so badly because of the large class a couple of years ago.
Brian, also something that's been talked about a little bit on this show and a lot, the whole Sam Cotton thing to me seems shady to begin with, okay? So I'll voice my opinion there, and I'll ask you about how talented you really think this kid is, and maybe he's fine. But people want to know, I want to know, I guess I just don't remember exactly why it is. Why does Sam Cotton have to be put on scholarship when his dad, and if I got this all right, I mean, most of that stuff's taken care of through the university. Can they move some of his money to kids? How does that whole thing work?
Now, there is a long-standing, I believe there's a rule that is in place with the university. I briefly looked into what you're talking about. I think it has to do with the faculty member of the University of Nebraska, and how they can and their extended and their immediate family can go to the university, I think, for a dollar a credit hour. But I think that there's a nice little fine print detail on that. I think you have to be employed by the state or by the university for a period of time. I think it's either 5 or 10 years. So I'm not sure actually how, and also how that would work when it comes to athletics as opposed to just general academics. But that is an interesting question. Again, I looked into that because I actually have a friend that's a professor at the University of Nebraska, and I know that one of the things he was talking about one time bragging about was that his family can go to school for a dollar a credit hour. But I think you have to be there and have some tenure behind you.
I'm just going to break this down for Doug. They went head-to-head at a camp. He beat Drew Ott.
I heard you heard wrong.
That's all I'm saying. They wouldn't offer the second-best kid. I'm not picking on Drew Ott.
How good was Sam? How good is Sam Cotton, Brian?
I think Sam Cotton can be an excellent player. One thing that you guys, there's obviously the head-to-head competition that took place between Drew Ott and Sam Cotton, where I think the coaches had a chance to really evaluate the guys and figure out where they are in the pecking order, you know, and who is in states better than who. I think what needs to be mentioned here, and you guys probably haven't brought it up yet, you got to take a look at the two tight ends that committed that week. I mean, Nebraska hosted Christo Cortzaitis from California, you know, number one or number two tight end in the nation. And then the Fitzpatrick kid or the other guy that committed to USC earlier on in the week, they both came off the board in the same week. Nebraska was down to, you know, taking one of those two guys potentially at the tight position. Now, there's still Orlando David out there from Florida that Nebraska has a pretty good shot to get. But I could see Nebraska taking two tight ends potentially this year. So that being said, I think Nebraska had to feel like the upside was just a little bit better with Cotton. I think you have a hard time projecting, and this is sad that I have to go this way, but, you know, Giltner is eight-man football, right?
Right.
I mean, you have a hard time projecting, I think, eight-man football these days to 11-man Division I, top of the echelon football, and that's what you play. That's what you play down in Lincoln. And I think, you know, there are guys that prove that wrong. Particularly, if Terry Keneally comes to mind from Hyannis, right? And I think that there are guys that can go ahead and break that bell curve and kind of prove to you in head-to-head that it doesn't matter what level I'm playing at in Nebraska prep high school football. I can compete with anybody at any level. And I'm not sure if they really saw a huge distinguishing thing when it came to comparing Ott and Cotton that way. And like I said, there's always that eight-man thing that just hangs over your head.
Brian Munson, Big Red Report, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brian, I guess everybody wants to know that there's big names out there, but they seem to be targeting these offensive linemen. We've seen every class, we've had monstrous offensive linemen, the list goes on with these guys that are supposed to come in, step in, take over, make the pipeline again.
Paul Thurston, the latest one to commit.
How good are these guys?
I like Thurston. I really do. I've watched his film over and over and over again. He plays more as a tackle in high school. And it didn't surprise me at all that when he said that he's being recruited by Barney Cotton to play guard. I think he's got really good run blocking technique. I think the pass blocking part of their game in his high school really isn't there enough to get a good idea about where he's at when it comes to pass blocking technique. But as a run blocker, he really shows great technique for a guy that doesn't have tremendous size. He's a guy that's going to have to add you know, 40 or 50 pounds to his frame before he really gets a chance to step on the field and really take advantage of that technique and put it up against guys that are bigger than him. I mean, he's going to be in a deficit for years when it comes to coming down to Lincoln and playing against a guy next to him or playing against trying to get past the guy that's above him on the depth chart. He has to go through some physical development, but the technique that he shows and the aggressiveness that he has is really putting him in front of a guy that could be 20 or 30 pounds heavier than him right now that just leans on people currently today in high school. His technique is going to pay off down the road, but he's going to need some time to go ahead and physically develop.
Just another minute here with Brian Munson of Scout.com, who is covering, he's covered Husker recruiting so much he actually earns a job by doing it. It was his hobby, and now he's one of the top guys out there when it comes to the Huskers. What about the guys that, we can get on any chat board, Jermaine Edmondson, you got the Pete, you got some other guys that are talking about visiting. What's next for this class?
Well, I think you're gonna kind of break down into a little bit of a lull. July typically is with this staff. They kind of, you know, there's a period that they kind of take away from the job and make sure that they're all rested up and ready to go when they hit the ground running again in August. I don't know if you're seeing or you're looking to get any immediate commitments here in the next couple, 3-4 weeks. So Nebraska fans just kind of have to buckle in and be prepared to not have anything really happening until official visits kick back up again. I think what's going to be interesting here is what happens to other guys around the state. Jake Shaney, Mike Schoff are going to be guys that I think we have to pay close attention to. You know, they're already holding Division I offers from various schools. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with those guys as the summer continues to go on, as they continue to go out there and hit more camps, and see who else steps up and offers these guys. And is a Nebraska offer coming down the pipe for either one of these guys, and does it have to wait until sometime after the start of the season or a couple, three games underneath their belts, and Nebraska has a chance to reevaluate them?
You know, that's the interesting thing, Brian, to me, and you can tell Drew Ott this, you can tell Mike Schoff this, that, you know, Bo Pelini, after he said all the thank yous at his opening press conference, it was the recruiting base starts in Lincoln and works its way out. If these kids are going to play Division I football and are good enough to play Division I football, everybody just assumed they were wearing an N on the side of their helmet.
And that's it's fair to some extent. I think class size, as we discussed previously, is keeping a couple of these guys from having offers currently. I think Nebraska has to be very selective with the guys that they're taking right now. They can't have a lot of reaches, but they have to go ahead and evaluate potential at certain positions when top guys come off the board, and that's potentially what happened at the tight end spot. Nebraska's in on some really good linebackers, Quanzel Lambert, Robinson from California, Pau from California. They are in on some guys at the linebacker spot. They're also in on some very good offensive linemen still. And I think Nebraska is going to go ahead and nail down a couple of those positions. It's just going to be funny how these guys just get edged out by better guys nationally. And it's not going to look good, particularly for Nebraska, to pass on an in-state guy. But when it comes to this class size, Nebraska has to make sure they're taking better guys, better fits for their team to play right now, as opposed to guys that could develop 2-3 years down the road.
All right, Brian, last question. We'll let you get out of here. Friday, it becomes official. Nebraska will be in the Big Ten. Reports are the banners and everything is up at the university. They have started hanging things up. You have to wait so long. But, I mean, the Big 12 is so ready to get rid of Nebraska, and Nebraska is so ready to get into the Big Ten. I think it's just going to be a normal day. Because everybody's been waiting for a full year for this, but just your thoughts on where Nebraska is positioned right now, especially in football, when they get ready to play that first Big Ten game.
Well, I think you're talking about the top of the heap. I mean, I think Nebraska coming in before everything happened at Ohio State, Nebraska was, you know, one of the top 2-3 teams. I think you started talking about Ohio State, I think you start talking about Wisconsin, and I think you start talking about Michigan State, and Nebraska finds their way into the discussion, you know, as a top 2-3 team when it came to the Big Ten. I think, you know, I read a early analysis of Ohio State, and they said that the game in Lincoln was a coin flip. I tell you what, Nebraska doesn't win that football game, I'll be surprised. I think that there's just too much going on there for them to go ahead and have to counteract it to go ahead and play in a tough place like Lincoln. I think Nebraska is in a very good position this year to come into the conference and win the Big Ten. It's just a matter right now of trying to find an offensive identity and trying to figure out if Taylor Martinez can get back to 100%. Is he going to be the guy that you saw on Thursday night, you know, slice and dice Kansas State? Or is he going to be the guy that goes down to Texas A&M and when the pressure's on, you know, it just he just can't seem to step out of that and become a big-time player? The offensive identity and who plays quarterback is going to be big for Nebraska this season, but I think you start talking about a team that should be representing their division when it comes to the Big Ten championship.
Ryan, always great to get your thoughts. Thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Hey, enjoy the fourth. See you, Brian. Brian Munson, check out his workscout.com and a whole lot more with all the great folks that we have on the Doug and Daddy Show covering the Big Ten.
Oh, no.
How many times are we going to botch that?
You know what?
Numerous?
I think for the first 3 weeks, but after that, you know what? It's you said it. We're so happy to be going to the Big Ten. They're so happy, apparently, to get to be moving on and to take us off the websites and do whatever they want to do.
Can I tell you something?
On the down low.
Yeah, this is on the down low. Everybody's excited to go to the Big Ten. Eh. I'm still not sure my feelings have changed on this.
And I know I'm one of the very few whack jobs out there. I'm just saying, the things that Ohio State busted up, all the changes that have actually... Heck, we fell out of the AAU, the academic...
Yeah.
Smart guy.
The deal that was supposed to help us all the.
Yeah,
the one didn't vote us in.
Yeah, it's just so many other things have changed. I think this is going to take a long time to get used to, is what I'm saying. Longer than TD Ameritrade. It's going to take a lot longer getting used to it.
No way.
I think so. I think so. I think it's going to be real exciting. Don't get me wrong there. I think it's going to be real exciting.
We're just sick of Texas.
See, that's my. One of my main points on this whole deal. We'll see. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Give you a chance to be a winner after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go. You know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days, just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies will continue across the area through the day today with a high around 96 as south winds will stay gusty at 12 to 25. Skies will then stay clear tonight with a low near 68. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 82.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back with you in the Midway Auto Broadcast booth. Don't forget Midway's all-new Mopar Quick Lube, immediate maintenance service at the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram location. Quality, complete service that saves you time and money. Why? Because you don't even have to make an appointment, and it's all done in under 30 minutes. Oil change, maintenance inspection, car wash, $29.95. I didn't even know people did that anymore. That quick, that professional, and for God's honest truth, that cheap. Enjoy a complimentary cappuccino and wireless internet while you wait in their lounge, television, magazines. You can work. They will shuttle you if that's the case. I know it only takes 30 minutes, but you say, hey, I'll drop it off, be back in a couple hours. I got stuff to do. They'll shuttle you wherever you need to go. They'll come get you. They'll take you back. You know, they're not going to drive you to, you know, Kansas. Or, you know, Kansas City around the flood. But they're going to take care of you. Midway's all-new Mopar Quick Lube. It's at the Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram location. And don't forget, with the extended 4th of July weekend, you might be taking an extended holiday, an extended vacation. They're going to be there working a good time to deal on their hassle-free pricing in and out. Check them out online. ThinkMidway.com. So many ways to work with the great folks at Midway.
That would be tricky. You know, you're flying to Charlotte from Kansas City because you get a direct flight and you pull up, get your oil changed. So, yeah, just give me a ride to the airport. I mean, that would, but just not going to happen.
Big night in American Legion baseball is coming up, Tony. Kearney, Grand Island meeting at both sites. The A teams are going to be in Kearney. The B teams are going to be in Grand Island. It is fan appreciation night tonight in Kearney at Memorial Field. Kearney runs the seniors. Have won 16 in a row, both post 52 and runs a one last night, killed North Platte. And North Platte looks to be way down. I have to wonder how much of that has to do with what's going on with the flooding out there, with the ballpark availability. I don't know the story, but, man, you talk about some folks that probably got their minds on other things. And Kearney has dominated. The seniors are 26-3. But the last team to beat them, Home Federal.
Yeah.
1-0. Pitcher's duel. Rematch tonight. Revenge on the mind. Or will Tino Martinez's team come in and say, we're still alive in this Cornhusker League race?
Tino was not. I can't believe that Tino was very happy after that last meeting. So they'll get some things figured out over this. Should be a great baseball game.
Also tonight, Kearney and Grand Island 5 points teams in Grand Island are battling for their league title. They're tied, so they're going to be battling tonight as well. That's just some of the American Legion baseball that's going on tonight, as Wednesday, of course, usually the busy night of the week. And also, the final deadline to register for the Cornhusker State Games for almost every sport is today. So get online, CornhuskerStateGame.com. Earlier in the week, 81 of Nebraska's 93 counties had been spoken for or heard from. They've registered. Volleyball, the most entrance rise now, followed by soccer and basketball.
Soccer keeps rearing its head. I was going to say ugly head because I don't understand the sport, but you know, if you enjoy it, great. I do notice some of those women World Cup games, it looks like they got a lot of fans. There's nobody in the upper deck. So the interest maybe not. You know, when you hear World Cup soccer, you think, oh, my gosh, there must be 94,000 people there.
A couple of new sports this year, skateboarding and pickleball.
I don't know what pickleball is.
I don't know what pickleball is either. Does that involve a paddle?
Little net.
Ping pong on a tennis court. I bet when the ball hits you, it hurts.
Wiffle ball.
There we go.
Really?
Special consultant Todd Catula, the Tri-City Storm.
I wonder if you just made that up or not.
Also, they say a handful of sports have eclipsed last year's numbers, including horseshoe pitching. I'd do that. Shore fishing. You'd do that. And I bet you got some friends that you know that would go along with you and probably show you how to do it. And the largest individual sport is the Volkswalk, of course, with over 500 entries to that. We need to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get you registered for our football one final time after this.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmer's agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hago, like, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast, free nights. No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, those are good reasons.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Golic. No, the real reason, after a night stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
The thing about machines and engines, if they ain't broke, they will be. It's just a matter of degrees and time, and that's why K&K Parts are good people to know. At K&K, hard-to-find parts aren't hard to find, and neither is top-quality machining when you need a part created, or batteries for everything from camcorders to tractors. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, head to K&K, 1204 South Central Kearney.
Hard-to-find parts aren't hard to find here. K&K Parts Company.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 11th through the 14th in Kearney. Sign up by going to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2011 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Sunny skies will continue across the area through the day today with a high around 96 as south winds will stay gusty at 12 to 25. Skies will then stay clear tonight with a low near 68. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 82.
Somebody bring me back some money,
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's do it. If you want to get registered and haven't been registered already for our Alex Henry, Brett Maher, Kyle Larson, autographed football, two in the pros. One has been, one going to go in the pros with Alex Henry. And hopefully...
another one on his way to the
hopefully
pros.
Brett Maher. Going to have a little fun here. Today's question, you know, earlier in the week we did, you know, what sport did the Olympians play? We're going to do that with some Husker athletes. I'm going to give you a name, and all you have to do is tell me what sport they played, and all of these names will be from the Big 12 era. So 888-455-ESPN. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Byron.
Byron? Here we
Byron.
Go. All right, here we go. I'm going to give you a name. You got to tell me what sport they played at Nebraska. Gracia Lee Shapiro.
It's basketball.
Incorrect. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Lauren.
Lauren, what sport did Josh Bullocks play?
Josh Bullocks was a football player.
There we go. There's our first qualifier for the day. It's that easy. I'm just picking names, Tony. What? I'm picking names.
What did Gracia Lee Shapiro play?
Volleyball. Volleyball. She was the player of the year in 2000.
How soon? You know what?
That's what I'm saying.
You recognize that? You know, you recognize the name, and you're like, okay, wouldn't it? Okay.
You want me to go with Shane Comeyne? I mean, really?
But Josh Bullocks.
Well, at least I put some effort into the show. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with? Let's see. How about? Let's see, what kind of a... boy, those are easy. That's too easy. How about... that's too hard. Anna DeForge.
Women's basketball.
That's correct. Anna went on to play in the WNBA. There's another qualifier for our football today. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. We'll try and get maybe another person qualified here. There's some good ones here.
Do we know the exact date which we will draw this football?
It just depends how much fun we're having. Now, who are we chatting with?
Jesse.
Jesse Tanui Finotti. What sport?
Wrestling.
Try back, 888-455-ESPN. How great is that one, Tony? Football player.
Oh.
Tutti Finotti, but his actual name, if I got it right, was Tony Finotti. I might have even butchered it, and I apologize. It's been that long. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Cal.
All right, let's go with, that's too easy, Nancy Metcalf. And that should be easy.
Basketball.
Oh.
Women's basketball.
No, no. Olympic volleyball player. Oh, no. Stay on the phone lines. Who we chatting with?
It's Mark.
Mark Peaches James. Played what sport at Nebraska?
All-American.
Soccer.
Oh, no. Softball. One of the greatest softball players in Nebraska history. Back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
James.
James. Kerry Cohorn.
Basketball.
There you go. Was it Cochran? I think it was Cohorn was the special way to pronounce that. Oh, that's it for today. Maybe we'll do some more tomorrow. Thanks, folks, for being with us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Always having fun on the program. Tomorrow on the show, we've got, I think, a special surprise coming your way here the next couple of days as Nebraska gets a little bit closer to the Big Ten and joining the Big Ten Conference. I don't even want to ruin it yet, but maybe tomorrow we'll let you in on who that is, as we'll only be a day away from joining the Big Ten Conference. We do want to thank our special guest on the show today, Brian Munson from Scout.com, for joining us on the program. Where'd the hour go?
We're having fun, like you said. Like you said,
tomorrow we'll give away the football tomorrow, but we might give a few folks a chance.
Okay.
What do you think?
That's
it's up to you. I mean, we don't have to give it away, but we're going to give some more people a chance tomorrow.
We might have some tickets to a Friday night concert going on too. Gretchen Wilson, Big and Rich as well. We're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to having you with us on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow. Remember, Fleet Nutrition Fireworks stand in Kearney is just like Lowe's. Nobody beats our prices. Nobody. We're like Midway, too. Hassle-free pricing. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
Shameless plug!
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Yeah.